It's been roast dinner day today at Monkstite Technology College in the canteen. But why? What was the whole point of today, and how does this fit into Food for Life? Lots of people to talk to, including school governor Fran Trina.
It's got the youngsters at heart, and of course food is an important part of growing up. And we live in a very rich county which provides a lot of food. So we are trying to revolutionise school dinners, make them more healthy for youngsters. And it's a shame when so much food is grown on our doorstep that we don't utilise it more, especially in the schools.
So, as you say, we're in a food county, and yet here we are with the distinct possibility that lots of children don't actually know where their food actually comes from.
Well, that's true, because now we're here for roast dinner day, which is an innovation for the school, and you cannot teach children enough about food. I mean, some children don't really know where milk comes from. They just see it in a bottle in a supermarket, but they've no idea that it's come from a cow, and a cow is milked twice a day to produce the milk.
Cathy Shaw is a senior school nurse assistant. NHS people, and in fact health workers of any shape and description, must keep banging their head against a brick wall. How on earth do we address this problem? How do we encourage young children and families to re-engage with food?
Give youngsters new experiences with food, opportunities to see where it comes from.
So how much of this is a media-generated story then? Or how much of it is a reality? When you actually see children yourselves as school nurses, as a group of professionals, do you see the effects of years of not eating properly?
You can, and you can see that it is in families as well. But it is it's not always perhaps just the food they're eating. It is their lifestyles as well. And obviously exercise does play a big part.
We're not going to be able to reinvent the wheel here. Not between the pair of us anyway.
Definitely not.
But how do we keep going with this? Is it just drip, drip, drip of information?
I think it is. It's drip, drip, drip. It's showing what's out there. It's giving children opportunities to experiment as well. And also, when those youngsters become parents, then hopefully they will be able to do what's best for their children.
There's gravy on the front there.
Lovely. Thank you.
Steph Dale is site manager here at Monkstite. It's roast dinner day, isn't it? What have we got?
We've got locally sourced vegetables, roast turkey, we've got carrots and swede, roast potatoes, and yummy fruit crumble for pudding.
It's the full deal, isn't it?
It's the full deal. It's a full roast dinner in a school.
So why this then?
Roast Dinner Day is to celebrate Food for Life.
Is it bringing all these elements together, all the vegetables
yes,
and everything together?
Yeah. It's showing children that you can eat healthily and...
It tastes nice.
It tastes delicious. Absolutely tastes delicious.
Because, yeah. I mean, I say that almost flippantly, but of course, a lot of the arguments would be, well, actually, that thing there that's full of fat and grease actually tastes nice, and that's the bit that's healthy. It doesn't taste nice.
But they often don't have the opportunity to try it, so here we're giving them the opportunity to try it.
And isn't the plan that these veg here that we're looking at now, some of those will be grown here actually on the site?
Yeah, yes, they will be grown on the site. In the future, we're having gardens and the children will be able to grow these vegetables and see how things go from being a small seed to what we see on the counter here.
Okay. Well, you're next in the queue, so you better get organised. Actually, joining the queue is Brian Burnett. He's now Mayor of Louth, resplendent in chain and everything, and about to have yourself a Sunday dinner, basically, in the middle of the week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to my dinner, mate. My overall reaction is very good. And I think to get the children interested in local food, local growing, so they know where the food comes from, and to have a splendid menu like this. And it's also looking to progress a career for them in food, either in farming or food technology. And I think that's great. It's going to be great for the town.
Well, there are lots of farming families, of course, round us now, aren't there? And this is another way of indirectly supporting them, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yeah. We need to support our local growers and farmers and to be involved in a project like this. Have allotments and growing produce at the school and get the children interested in that, I think, is a way forward.